This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show, 528, just getting the show started this morning. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K, also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Y'all have good weekends?
Yeah, great. Yes, it's beautiful.
How about you, George?
You know what? I was busy flying around the world.
You were bebopping around, weren't you?
Being the auctioneer to the
yes.
Stars.
So,
no, it was good. It was good. It was just, it's one of those things like when you fly somewhere and you turn like right around the next day and you fly back. It's like, did I even go there?
Yeah.
Was I even? Yeah, but it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend. The moisture in the Gulf when I came back. I stepped off the airplane yesterday.
Yeah.
At Bush International. And I was like, there's Houston. There you are.
Gave you a nice big wet hug.
It was like somebody just like, here's your wet blanket right there. Just blew. But it was the same this morning walking out of the house. So we're ready for it. It's summer. It's Monday. We got some fun stuff. We'll get Moto's Country coming up in about 25 minutes. Also, the 610 Amen is on the way. And more details on our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops. We'll get that in just a few minutes. But right now, let's talk about the top three things that are going to be trending today and you're going to be hearing about all day today here on the Morning Bullpen. We call it the top three in Texas.
Number three.
Congratulations to the Tomball Cougars baseball team. The baseball team.
They beat my Pearland Oilers. So.
They did. They're the state champions. They topped Pearland on Saturday in an all-Houston area game. It was in Round Rock, and one of the Tomball players, his name is Carson, was the MVP through a complete game, allowing only four hits and striking out five.
Whoa. Congratulations. That's awesome. That is great.
So sweet.
Number two.
It's going to be another hot and humid day in Houston, obviously. You'll notice it as soon as you step outside. Temperatures start around the 70s, low 80s, but continue to heat up to low 100s. And then the rain possibility starts at 9 a.m. It's going to make its way across our area as the day goes by. And as it moves south, it's going to bring more showers and storms again for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been so wet lately. And again, a great description of Houston is if you jumped in a hot tub with all your clothes on.
Yes.
And then you jump out of the hot tub and somebody blows hot air on you.
Oh, wow.
That's what it feels like right now.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Shark Fest doesn't hit TV till the end of the month, but it's hit our beaches now because it's summertime and everyone's just trying to enjoy their beach time. Several Florida beaches have been closed due to the influx of shark presence near shore. And you probably heard about the 19-year-old visiting Galveston who fought off the shark over Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Well, she's back in Oklahoma. She said she punched it right in the face and was only in the hospital for 2 days. So we're happy for her, but sharks are on everyone's minds.
There's been some videos, like people posting from Surfside and stuff like that. And it's like, you can see the shark just swimming right offshore.
Ooh, so terrifying.
Be careful out there. That's what's trending this morning in Texas. The top three things all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
This is Tim Stroud calling from East Downtown Houston, and I've got great news. So for Father's Day next week, our Veteran Service Organization, which is Stay Tuned for Vets, we're having a free class for all veterans and family members to learn how to write a book and tell their stories.
And it's absolutely free?
Absolutely. In fact, it's being taught by a Navy veteran, good friend of mine, Nathan Wagner. He's working on his third book. We asked him to teach the class so other veterans could get on that road to recovery. and experience the joy of putting something down on paper, whether it's fiction, an autobiography, or if it's a children's book.
Wow.
We're talking so much about veterans, especially right now during 10,000 for the Troops, but this never crossed my mind. How did this come about?
My daughter and I were coming home from a 9/11 event last year, and we wanted to get more veterans on the road to recovery. And it doesn't matter how many times you put it on a billboard or on a commercial, most veterans won't call that number. So we decided to start doing something fun to bring veterans together and then connect them with community resources and really drive home the mental health aspect. And we institute a Battle Buddy program, so every veteran or family member gets partnered up with someone.
This is amazing, Tim. And we know you through a lot of different avenues, but we know that you also served, right?
Yes, sir. I was a combat medic in the Army and a non-traditional member. I'm third generation. But I never thought I'd go in because I went in when I was 27, so it's never too late. You guys ready to sign up?
Oh, U.S.
And I'm sitting here reading about Stay Tuned for Vets. This organization that you are CEO of is pretty awesome. It's helping veterans and their mental health through arts programs. I had no idea that something like this existed. How amazing.
Well, thank you, Eric. And if there's a volunteer out there and they're listening, and it doesn't matter what it falls under, the arts, that huge umbrella, so if it's painting, dancing, singing, or getting them into movies. We want to make sure that veterans heal properly. So if they want to teach a class, let us know. And then I sent you guys the link for everyone to find out to take the class either in person or online next week on Father's Day.
I love it. Again, it is a workshop with Nathan Wagner so that vets can put their experiences into a book and hopefully get that published. Tim, we love this. And I got to say, can I get an amen for what you're doing here?
Amen.
Amen. I love it. Thank you, brother.
Love you guys. Thank you.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate you.
You could be our next 610 AMEN 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Your weekend. It was one of those rare weekends where the weather was decent here. I feel like every weekend up until this past weekend has been like rainy or stormy or whatever. And finally, we got some good weather. I mean, it felt like 115, but it was good weather regardless here in Houston. Good weekend, Mo?
Oh, yeah. We enjoyed the sunshine. We were in the pool all day. Like, didn't leave. Ate lunch in the pool. Ate dinner in the pool. Kids didn't shower. Ew. It was awesome. Kids
in the pool, you ate food?
Yeah. We had, like, a little bar stool, so the kids, like, literally didn't get out of the pool.
Like a swim-up bar kind of thing?
It's outside, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting.
Why would you get out? Like, that's what it's there for. The water was not cold. But it was so fun. It was nice, like, just not to have a whole lot to do.
Yeah, it's kind of like bath water.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I mean, it's a summer bath
here in Texas.
Sure.
How's the swim? Last we heard, Briggs, your youngest,
yes,
was completing like some swim safety stuff.
We're doing ISR, Infant Swim Rescue. He is not thrilled by it, but Sailor, my three-year-old, went in for like a refresher course, and she can just swim laps in the pool.
Really?
It's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I just saw a video of it. She's a little fish, man.
Wow.
It's kind of wild, but I'm so thankful that we've had the opportunity, hoping that Briggs catches on because he's a wild man.
Eric, good weekend.
Yeah, we also did some pool in our community pool. It was our first time visiting, was the community pool. And then on yesterday, actually, Sunday, we had a really cool experience thanks to our sister station, Mix 96.5. There's one musical artist, there's a couple, but one of the musical artists that my whole family can agree on is this new artist. His name is Knox.
Okay.
And we got to go see him perform.
Okay.
As a family. It was very cool.
Now, what kind of music is Knox?
It's like pop rock.
Okay.
Here, play a little bit.
Okay, okay.
Then she said, I like your confidence, but you're not the 1975.
Okay, so like Dan and Shay. Sorry.
That's like Stacey's mom.
That is like Stacey's mom.
Pop rock.
Like whiny.
Like my daughter loves Taylor Swift. My kid wants, my little boy wants to listen to Kids Bop. My wife is very into country, but we can all agree on Knox.
On Knox.
So when we have a disagreement, we just go, let's put on Knox.
How was that to experience?
Oh, they got to meet him, George. He signed a Frisbee.
He's
Charlie, my eight-year-old, got to ask him questions at the Q&A. They were just over the moon.
Is Charlie going to be a radio host, you think? I mean,
I asked her, I go, hey, you could do what Daddy does. And she goes, you know what? No.
Be a doctor, baby.
No, she goes, I want to be an artist.
No. You know,
it's funny. Both of my boys were the same way. When they were, it's like, you can do what I did. No, thanks, Dad. No, thanks. Appreciate it.
How was your weekend?
You know, what's good? I flew to Kentucky because I was flown in to help with an auction for the Louisville Zoo.
Fancy.
And then I flew to Paris for an auction at the Louvre. No, I'm kidding.
It's like, stopped at the Kentucky
Paris,
Zoo.
Paris, Kentucky?
That's my next goal, though. It's like, okay, now that I've done multi-state auctions.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And if you're new to the show, I do auctioneering, like, on the side. It's Eric thinks it's crazy, but it's like one of my life goals was to become an auctioneer.
Yes.
And I did a couple of years ago, and now I've had my first, like, where they call you and they fly you. They pay for the ticket to fly you out of state. So now, international.
It's pretty great.
That's next for me.
And to be fair, I don't think it's a weird side hustle.
No,
I think you're
weird.
Very good at it.
Yes.
I think it's weird that it's your lifelong ambition.
Yes, that is correct.
Hey, it's just a little weird, but when you grow up in Dog Creek, Kentucky, what do you want? All right, coming up in about 30 minutes, it'll be time for jury duty. Your opinion helps us come up with the verdict for today's dilemma. That's 30 minutes away here on The Bull. Well, I thought this would work. Hang on. There we go. 100.3 The Bull's 10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And we're in the middle of collecting these cards right now. And Mo and Eric go down every morning to check and see what's in our mailbox so we can get an update on how many cards we've collected for the troops.
We get so excited, by the way. It's my favorite part of the day. It's right there at the beginning when we go down to the mail and I get to spend some alone time with Mo.
Basically Christmas.
We check the mailbox to see how many cards are there. And we do have cards today, George.
That's good. That's a good day. We celebrate the victory. But I can tell by the look on Mo's face.
Yeah.
Goodness. It just wasn't what we wanted to walk into on a Monday morning. But I don't blame Bull Nation. I blame the United States Postal Service.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We had five envelopes.
Five total envelopes.
So we got five cards?
Well, I think technically we got eight cards.
Yeah. Because one of them had more
than
in
one.
There. Can I read you one?
Yeah,
will you please
do. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Now, if you want to send your cards in, we have all the information. TheBullsHouston.com. It's our website. You can find all of the information on how to send your cards and what to do with them right there.
And these are thank you cards for our military in honor of the 4th of July. You just write a sweet little message for somebody who's currently serving and let them know that Houston, Texas cares about them. And this one is from Deborah Jones. Thank you, Deborah. She says, dear soldiers, thank you for your dedication and sacrifice as a U.S. soldier fighting to keep us protected and free. We can't thank you enough. God bless you and America.
See, that's what it's all about. And sometimes I feel like people struggle with, well, if I do a card, what do I write?
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It really is. Just speak from the heart. Anything long, short, it doesn't have to be anything poetic. Just say thanks.
No, this person bought a nice, cute, thoughtful card. It said, thought for the day. Most smiles are started by another smile. Oh. Is it working? And then they just wrote inside, thank you for your service and keeping us safe. Margie.
There you go.
See?
Oh, wow.
So sweet.
That would be awesome to get, don't you think?
Easy card, yes.
That's what it's all about. You go out, you get a card, you fill it out for the troops, or you get 50 cards or 100 cards or whatever you feel like you can do, and you write a little message in them, and then you send them in to us. You don't have to put them in envelopes, not individually. You can put them all in a box if you're sending multiple. All of this information, like I said, is up on our website, and you can find it there. Can you help us out, though? Because we're still, I don't have the exact numbers, but I think we're still 9,904 of 9,940 away or something like that. So we got a ways to go. And here's the thing. You got to get them to us before June 28th. Okay. So we want to get them packaged up, get them out in the honor of 4th of July. So we got to get them out of our hands and into the hands of our heroes. Can you help us out? Let us know if you're participating. Give us a call, 713-881-5500. Tell us why you're going to jump in and help us out with 100.3 The Bulls, 10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. All right. We've been talking about the 10,000 thank you cards we're collecting for the troops, and that's our big focus here during the month of June. If you want to help us out, again, Mo, all of the information is up on our website.
Yes, thebullhouston.com. We've got our address. We have some drop-off locations, and we have some printable materials if you might like to get your kids a color in.
I was going to say, what's a printable material?
A printable material. It's like a coloring sheet. Oh, it's just a fancy way to say a coloring sheet.
There's also a sign you can hang in your office or small business if you want.
Well, that's a cool thing. Yeah. Should I put up, I got some pictures over the weekend of folks that have set up things in their shops or we had the VFW post that was doing cards over the weekend.
Oh, cute.
We'll see if we can't post up some of those pictures.
Yeah, that'd be great.
In the meantime, Cassidy is on the phone. Cassidy, it says here that you have a story that you wanted to share about what these cards mean to our troops.
So, my brother actually just graduated infantry school last year, and a lot of the troops don't have families that, you know, are there to celebrate them. So, half of the time they have to get pinned by their drill sergeant. So my parents saw that firsthand. They were asking them, like, do you need family, which is the simple of, do you need me to pin you? And my brother says that, like, a lot of the people that he trained with and that he was out in the fields with, they see that they're in there because they don't have anyone, like, they don't have a support system. And my parents would write letters to them during boot camp, like, as words of encouragement and stuff like that. So I think it's really awesome what y'all are doing with these cards. A lot of times people think it's just to say thank you, but they don't see the other side of it. Half of these people don't have anyone to support them or to thank them for their service.
What a great reminder. And my goodness, hug your parents for us for helping out there. And thank your brother for his service, okay?
Yeah, he's actually visiting right now. He surprised us last Saturday, so he's here for the week.
And that's awesome!
I love good endings like that. Thank you, Cassidy.
Yeah, you guys have a great day. I hope y'all get to your 10,000.
Thank you so much.
Well, we can with your help. That's why we need you, all right? You heard another reason to make a card and send it in to us. You can get all the information online. It's 100.3 The Bulls, 10,000 thank you cards for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares here on 100.3 The Bull. All right, it's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. Your opinion gives us our verdict. It's actually the easiest way to be on the show with us. Five calls say it all. We have five jurors lined up. And here's today's dilemma on jury duty.
Y'all, Father's Day is this weekend. And there is something that I wanted to buy my husband, the plumber. But it costs $500. And it's something that we both want, a Blackstone grill. We think it'd be so fun to have out in the backyard by the pool, like whatever. But I asked him first. I was like, babe, I'm thinking about getting this for Father's Day. I know
you
it's a lot of money.
You blew the gift?
I know.
No, that was a good call.
You think?
Yeah, $500.
Telling him that what his gift is going to be is the right call.
I love a surprise, but I was like, $500 just seems like a lot right now.
No, that's a good instinct. I'm with Mo on this one. You got to consult.
So here's the question we want to know this morning.
If it's expensive, $500 seems expensive to me.
Yeah.
But it's a gift. Do you have to consult your partner first?
No.
Absolutely. If
George,
it's expensive.
The frugal one.
That's what I was going to say.
He bought the nugget ice maker for his wife. And that was like a big deal.
I did, but I didn't
tell
her.
I'm conflicted.
No. If it's expensive and you have joint money and you're going to spend that joint money, you absolutely have to consult your partner.
Okay.
Even if it's a gift for them.
That's what we want to know. Again, simple answer.
Yes.
Your opinion always helps us with our verdict.
Let's start with Emily. She's in Houston. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. If it's expensive, but it's a gift, do you have to consult your partner? Yes or no?
No.
Oh,
I'm with you, Emily. You don't want to ruin the surprise, right?
I mean, I like surprises, but that's why people make a gift receipt. If they don't like it, you can always take it back and then they can get something they want.
She knows. Emily knows. What's your limit, okay, Emily?
Like price.
For myself or for buying for somebody else?
For someone else. Without talking to your partner or your spouse about it.
Maybe like $200-$300.
$300. Okay. All right.
See, this is $500. This is not the kind of surprise I want as a husband.
Hang on, though, Dad. She said no, you do not have to ask. Yeah.
All right, Steven Cypress. If it's expensive, but it's a gift, do you have to consult your partner?
I'm with Emily. The answer is no. The key word in your question is have to. And it's just a matter of judgment. How well do you know, and like she said, gift receipts, if it's a really nice gift and it really goes wrong, well, you don't know your partner as well as you thought.
We went back to the Home Depot, babe. I know we both want this, but...
All right, that's two no's. Okay. That's two no's.
All right.
All right, let's go to juror number three. Brandon is in Pearland. Brandon, if it's expensive, do you have to talk to your partner or spouse about it?
I'm going to have to say no as well.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
All right.
And so what's your limit, Brandon?
My limit, I think, is right at that $500 mark.
And it's a $500 mark. You're fine. Yeah. No, I agree with you. Your opinions help us with our verdict. Let's go to juror number four.
Natasha's on the phone in Willowbrook. Hey, sister, what is your vote?
Hello.
If it's expensive, but it's a gift, do you have to consult your partner, yes or no?
I mean, I'm on with if y'all have joint money, then yes. But if you don't, then no.
Okay. I'm going to take that as a yes. I need a win in my column.
I was going to say, Natasha, they are just absolutely making this about them. All right, final call. All right. You're number five this morning.
That's Jay. Hey, Jay, what do you think? If it's expensive, but it's a gift, do you have to consult your partner?
I always live by the ask for forgiveness, not permission rule. So I'm going to say no, you don't have to.
Wow. Good to know. Okay.
Well, the jurors have spoken. The verdict is four to one. You do not have to consult your partner if you're buying them an expensive gift.
And once again, let me just point out, I'm the frugal one.
Right? I know. Yeah.
And if my wife is listening, do not honor this verdict. I do not want you spending $500.
By the way, that's our jury duty verdict this morning. Your opinion, where five calls say it all every morning right here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You believe that show is this weekend? I'm so excited. George Strait, a little honky tonk bar. I know, you're looking at me, Mo. It's going to be 100 degrees. I understand.
What are we going to wear?
I understand. Yeah. But the concert is this weekend. Kyle Field, we'll see you there. Right now, though, let's have some fun. It's time to create a song. That's what we do every morning with the 10-Minute Tune. Eric, here on the show, takes your suggestions when you call in, and he tries to create songs that make us laugh. But we got to start with your suggestions. That's where you come in this morning.
All right, we have Lily on the phone in Lake Jackson. Hey, Lily, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I think he should sing about playing soccer, like the competitive soccer tryouts, where you go to the soccer tryouts, and then you try out, and then you wait, and then you wait, and then you wait, and it's so, like, it just puts a lot of, like, anxiety on me, because I have to, like, wait and wait and wait, and I don't know when I'm going to get this, so I don't know when I'm going to do that.
Lily, I totally understand, because when you would audition for the school play, you would wait and wait until they posted the cast list.
Lily, these are good lessons to learn, though. You need to learn how to wait and patience. You need to learn that. Lily doesn't believe me.
I mean, it's still...
She was making you wait for a response.
That's right.
Good luck, sister.
Thank you, Lily.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good suggestion, but we're still going to go on here. Let's go to line 4, Eric.
All right, that's Nat in Bolivar. Hey, what should I sing about?
Well, I think today you should sing about my birthday. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yay!
Okay, celebrating at the beach. Well, what could Eric include?
Well, it's kind of close to Father's Day, so maybe something with that.
Is that good or bad?
I don't really mind because I love my dad.
Oh
good.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
that's good. Then, some of us have good relationships with their dad. I'm not one of them, but
shut up.
I'm kidding. I love this. We haven't done a June birthday song yet.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Okay. You could probably say something about the summer because it's summertime.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Yeah, that's always a good thing. Well, light up the candles for us and congratulations and have a big celebration, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, good suggestion. Yeah, thank you.
Bye, guys.
All right, 713-881-5500. JC is in. Katie, JC, good morning. What should Eric sing about today?
It's sort of a tie-in with Moe's gift for the plumber. Can you see Moe cooking on a Blackstone?
Answer that, guys.
Yes, actually, I can. Yeah. I can. Yeah, yeah, I can see Mo cooking on a black. So, in case you missed it earlier, thanks, JC. On jury duty, Mo was talking about spending money and
$500 for a black
buying a Blackstone grill, and so that's what JC.
All right, I cook dinner every night, JC.
Yeah, I bet you can grill way better than I can.
Thank you.
So we have waiting patiently
to find out if you made your team.
Soccer
if
team.
You made your team, we had June birthdays.
Yes.
June birthdays,
and then can you see Mo cooking
on
a Blackstone? Yeah, Mo can't cook on a Blackstone.
That could be funny.
Well, we've got to eliminate that one because we know Mo is a great cook.
Thanks, guys.
That's the one compliment you get today.
That's it?
I've reached my limit.
Because more makes me uncomfortable.
So let's go with June birthdays. I always do a birthday month song, we haven't done one for June. So let's do that.
All right, that's going to be our topic today, June birthdays. You can celebrate with us. It's our 10-minute tune, and it's coming up next. All right, what's the quickest time between engagement and marriage that you've ever heard of? I have a story you have to hear. Phone call we're going to share with you. Coming up, the 810 Amen. If you believe in romance, you'll want to hear this. It's coming up. 810 Amen on the way here on the Morning Bullpen. Time to find out what Eric had created this morning. It's our 10-minute tune. And a little bit earlier, who was it? Nat, right?
Nat.
Bolivar?
Yes. She had a suggestion for Eric's 10-minute tune.
Well, I think today you should sing about my birthday. It's my birthday.
It's a birthday. So Eric decided June birthdays. We hadn't done that.
Right.
And, I mean, here we are ready for a song, and he's still out in the hallway. Oh, wait, here he comes.
I'm here.
You heard us talking about you, didn't you?
All right, so June birthdays. I found some stuff out about June that I can't wait to reveal to you.
Okay.
In the form of a song, in the style of L-O-V-E, like I do every month.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, here it is. It's today's 10-minute tune about June birthdays.
Jay is just jolly joyful, you're here.
It's your super special time of year. But you should know just one thing. September, your mom got lucky. N is 9 months down. Their little oopsie, it popped out. And E is eh, the sound your father makes when he opens his crap gift on Father's Day. In June, your birthday's shared with Alcoholics Anonymous and the Salem Witch Trials, too.
Okay, that's the weirdest song you've ever made. And you've made some weird songs.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Alcoholics Anonymous. You celebrate a June birthday.
And the Salem Witch Trials,
yes.
too?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So tragic.
Okay.
So very tragic. So many died.
That's the only
Nat,
thing.
I'm not really sure that's what you were hoping for your birthday song, but there it is. If you know somebody.
That's what you get. You get what you ask for, sister.
If you know somebody that's having a June birthday, they can download it. They can get it as part of our podcast. Download the Odyssey app and then find the Morning Bullpen podcast and like it, and you'll never miss a 10-minute All right, Eric and Mo went down to the post office in our building to pick up our cards for the troops because we're right in the middle of 100.3 The Bulls 10,000 for the troops presented by Mack Height Chevy Cares. And every morning they go down and check on those. We'll get an update in just a second on how it went. Although they are looking a little glum here.
Stop it.
But I do have some good news. Remember last week we had Pam and Terry who called from VFW Post 8790 in Spring Branch?
Sure.
And they were going to do cards for us at their Friday night steak dinner night at the VFW
Post.
Oh, yeah,
steak. Okay, now I remember. Steak night.
They sent me a bunch of pictures of folks filling out cards. Mm-hmm. And some of the cards are filling out. And
is that Jesus? That?
That's Jesus, yes.
They made Jesus cards. That's awesome.
And General Patton.
Oh, okay.
And the comment was, if you're getting Jesus and General Patton cards, you know you're doing good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well-rounded.
And then they have a couple of pictures of folks that are, like, along the bar signing cards. Just a whole big line of them.
Love it so much.
And then we got a message over the weekend that Spring Branch, love you guys up there, American Legion Post 654 in Spring Branch is going to be doing some cards for us this Friday night.
Boom!
And they're special things. So folks helping us out there. Are you helping us out with cards? That's what we want to know.
Well, some people are because we went to the mailbox and there were cards in there. So that's good.
I mean, there were
8 cards.
Yeah.
We got 8 cards today.
And I know, listen,
well, we got
8 cards.
We got 8.
Yes, we celebrate every one of them.
That is 8 currently serving armed forces members that will get a thank you from Houston, Texas. That's the whole point of this, to send thank you cards to our troops for the most patriotic holiday, 4th of July. But this is the part of 10,000 for the troops presented by Mack Height Chevy Cares where I get real, real anxious.
See, here's the thing.
It was George last week.
I know, but now today.
Usually I'm the anxious one here. But I'm feeling pretty good about it. What's our total right now with the 8 cards that we got today? And thank you to the 8,
you.
By the way.
Thank you. Sally, Margie, Deborah, the Buscas. We are currently at 322 cards.
Woo. All right.
Do that math, Woo. George.
I'm feeling good. So that would be, how many, 322?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there'd be 9,688 cards.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
We got a ways
That's
to
all
go.
We need.
2
we
more weeks.
We got this. Wait, is it only 2 more weeks?
Right, all of this week and all of next week.
Oh,
no, we have 3
no.
weeks.
I was going to say.
You just scared me so
Sorry.
Bad.
George Strait is this weekend. My brain is a little.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
3
so,
full weeks.
Okay, but here's the thing. We've got to have them in our hands.
Yes.
And we're asking you to get them in
Don't
earlier this year.
Don't procrastinate.
Yes.
Because we're counting our little booties off on that last day last year. So we have all the details on our website, thebullhouston.com. Our address, we've got a couple drop-off spots that y'all can come meet us. We'll be out in the community. Or you can always drop them in our lobby here. You're on the 19th floor at the radio station.
This Friday. You know what this Friday is?
This Friday.
Mo?
This Friday,
Eric?
No, I'm getting my calendar. What's this Friday?
Flag Day.
Oh.
Flag Day, and we're going to be out. We're going to be out at Kroger this Friday, and we're going to be collecting cards. We'll also have some of the coloring sheets for the kids and stuff like that.
So, this Friday.
So we're celebrating this Friday, all right? So you come and help us, all right? It's our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops here on the Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Spring today and talk to Jacob. He's our contestant on Mo Knows Country. Here's how you get $100, Jacob.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Hey, Jacob, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Jacob, tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, okay?
Get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, friends.
All right, Jacob, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Which country music star served as a judge on three different TV shows? Nashville Star, Clash of the Choirs, and The Voice.
Ooh. Blake Shelton.
Question number two. Weirdest thing on Lady A's must-have list for backstage. Is it A, perfume, B, fancy soaps, or C, pork rinds?
Fancy soaps.
Question number three. True or false? Actor Clint Eastwood had a number one country song back in the 80s.
I'm going to go true.
Question number four. The best-selling album in country music history is called Double Live. Who made that album? Was it A, George Strait, B, Garth Brooks, or C, Kenny Chesney?
Got to go with the King, George Strait.
Question number five. It seems kind of quick, but there's a new documentary on Hulu called Bell Bottom Country about which country star?
Lainey Wilson.
All right, let's see what Mo can come up with. Let's get her back in the studio, right. See what she's up against with Jacob.
What up, my friend?
All right, Jacob, Spring should be proud. You held your own today. 3 out of 5.
Very nice. How are the questions, Jacob?
They were hard.
Welcome to my life, friend.
There's a couple that are going to trip you up, Mo.
I'm going to quit protesting. Here are the questions. Right, you decide, Mo. Question number one. Mm-hmm. Which country music star served as a judge on three different television shows? Nashville Star, Clash of the Choirs, and The Voice.
I know that Blake Shelton is The Voice, but I don't know about the other two. Was he on those?
Is that your final answer?
That's the only answer I have, George.
Okay, yes, that is correct. It is Blake Shelton.
Really?
Yeah. He was a judge on all of those, yeah.
Why are we making fun of him for that?
All right, Jacob got it right. He's obviously a Clash of the Choirs fan. 1-1.
Yes, Jacob.
Question number two. The weirdest thing on Lady A's must-have list for backstage is A, perfume, B, fancy soaps, or C, pork rinds.
Oh, gosh. Maybe I'll guess soap.
No, it's pork rinds, actually.
You know what? I like that about them.
I do, too. It made me like them even more, yeah.
All right, Jacob made the same guess you did, Mo, so now it's still 1-1.
All right, question number three. Mm-hmm. True or false? Okay. Actor Clint Eastwood had a number one country song in the 80s.
I think I knew he sang, but I don't know about number one. Why would it be a question if it wasn't number one? Let's go with true.
It is true. It was called Barroom Buddies, and it was with Merle Haggard.
No freaking way.
It is true.
That's wild.
Wow. Okay, you're both tied up because he made the same guess, so it's 2-2.
Oh, you didn't just know that about Clay? Let's go.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. The best-selling album in country music history is called Double Live. Mm-hmm. Who made that album? Was it A, George Strait, B, Garth Brooks, or C, Kenny Chesney?
Best-selling album in country history. I guess I would guess George Strait.
Actually, it's Garth. Garth Brooks. Double Live was the album. It's the best-selling album in country music history.
Now, here's the thing. He made the same guess you did.
Stop it, George. There's obviously something wrong with your questions, George.
So, you were tied 2-2. Okay. Jacob got the next one right. If you don't get it right, then he gets your money.
Okay, let's go.
Question number five, Mo. Seems kind of quick. But there's a new documentary on Hulu called Bell Bottom Country about which country star?
Lainey Wilson?
It is Lainey Wilson.
That is quick. You're right about that.
I mean, right? Like, a documentary already?
Weird.
Yes, that is correct. So,
nice.
Mo, keep
going. The
final score was 3-3, which means Mo keeps her money. I'm sorry.
Good job, Mo.
Well, good job to you as well. We'd obviously be friends.
All right, Jacob, yeah. You know what you have to say to get out of here, my friend?
This is Jacob from Spring, and Mo knows her country.
She does, and we'll play again tomorrow. 8:10 will be your next chance to take $100. It's Mo Knows Country, and it only happens on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.